Non-fungible tokens, or NFTs, are cryptographic tokens that live on a blockchain, each with unique identification codes and metadata that cannot be replicated. NFTs are digital representations of physical assets. They're often likened to digital passports, since each token contains a unique, non-transferable identity to distinguish it from other tokens. The distinct construction of each NFT has the potential for several use cases. And much of the current market for NFTs is centered around collectibles, such as digital artwork, sports cards, and rarities. Because NFTs are based on blockchains, they can be bought, sold, and traded more efficiently and without intermediaries. This simplifies transactions, reduces the probability of fraud, and creates new markets. But there is a key difference between crypto and NFTs. Like physical money, cryptocurrencies are fungible, meaning they can be traded or exchanged one for another. For example, one Bitcoin is always equal in value to another Bitcoin. NFTs shift the crypto paradigm by making each token unique and irreplaceable. This makes it impossible for one non-fungible token to be equal to another. Put another way, NFTs are an evolution over the relatively simple concept of cryptocurrencies. Today's modern finance systems consist of sophisticated trading and loan systems for different asset types. By enabling digital representations of physical assets, NFTs are a step forward in the reinvention of this infrastructure.
Qatar, in one word, is welcoming. Qatar was able to bring and to create a great environment for tech companies to come and invest in Qatar. As Google Cloud, we are collaborating with a lot of our customers in Qatar and even in the region. When Qatar decides, it happens.
A blockchain is a distributed ledger that records and processes all cryptocurrency transactions. Blockchains eliminate the need to involve intermediaries like banks or payment processors. One way to think of it is as a full history of banking transactions. When one person pays another for goods or services using cryptocurrency, the completed transaction is publicly recorded on the blockchain. Blockchain participants then verify each transaction, eliminating the need for third-party auditors. Other data can be stored in a blockchain, but it's most often seen as a public ledger of financial transactions. A blockchain includes programming that records the most recent transactions in blocks. As each completed block is created and added to the chain, it forms a constantly growing blockchain. Each computer receives a copy of the blockchain upon joining the blockchain network. Since blockchains are distributed and use cryptography to secure information, there is unchangeable proof of each transaction. On public blockchains, anyone can view block information, such as transactions, fees, value transfers, user addresses, and more. This makes the blockchain more transparent than traditional financial systems.